Well, despite the summer-like temperatures, it's getting to be a little closer to Halloween time. And if it's getting to be a little closer to Halloween time, it's time for Stories from Duluth's Dark Side. Dave Grandmason is the co-founder and the CEO of the Duluth Experience, and the Dark Bus Tour delves into Duluth's dark history. Here's Dave. Hey, Dave, good morning, and nice to have you along with us this morning.
Good morning, and thank you for having me in.
So I'm a little bit surprised. Do you say that when you started to dig into Duluth's dark history, you discovered so many creepy stories, legends, and tragic events that the challenge became which to include on the Dark Bus Tour and which to leave out? Now, we're Scandinavians in this part of the world. We don't have dark stories and legends and creepy events. We're, white bread and polite Minnesota nice. And what do you mean you found all these stories?
Well, there's a lot of stories that maybe some people would like to forget, or maybe just kind of, they just go untold. And that's really what we're trying to do, is to make sure that some of these stories, you know, some of them are fun stories to tell. Some of them are tragic. But they're part of who we are as Duluthians, and we don't want to forget those. So our whole idea is to shine the light on the dark side, and we do it with the bus tour, and we do it in a way that's fun and accessible, but respectful, and also honest to the actual facts of the stories.
All right. Well, I don't want you to scoop the entire tour, obviously, but when you make it known that there are stories like the tug of war in 1902, that seems like a story that maybe you could share with us without scooping the whole tour.
Well, sure. There are actually a lot of stories from Duluth's history about sort of disputes between labor and employers and union and non-union. And the tug of war story, this is back in 1902. And really what this came to was sort of an anti-union backlash against U.S. Steel. And it sort of manifested itself amongst the tug operators in the Duluth Superior Harbor, and there was a lot of jostling and sort of fighting amongst the tug operators to really shut the others down. So if you worked for U.S. Steel's fleet and you were part of that, you had one perspective, and if you were an independent, you had another perspective, and you know it even got into the fact where shots were fired. So there's, and I won't give away the ending, but, you know, there are a lot of stories like this where people with a lot of passion disagreeing with each other took it to the next level.
So you scratch a Scandinavian Midwesterner and you find lots of hidden passion. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah. We're a passionate people, and it's there. The stories are there. And people, you know what I think is really fun about these tours is that once we start telling the stories, we get a lot of our guests who have their own stories. You know, a lot of these folks are from Duluth, and it really kind of turns into a neat experience because people get to be participatory in the telling of the stories. They tell their own story. You know, they share their own experiences, especially when you start to talk about some of the haunting legends around town and that sort of thing. People have had experiences, and they don't know if it's, you know, a ghost or not. They don't know how to explain it, but it's fun to hear them share the stories, and it really creates a neat experience.
So tell us a little bit about the tour itself. Now, I'm thinking when you say dark bus tour, I'm suddenly thinking of the bus in Harry Potter because I enjoy movies. And I'm guessing that the bus is not exactly like that.
No. It's a very nice, comfortable, you know, clean bus. And it's not scary. But we do, you know, we put a little bit of Halloween flair in there. We've got some fall colors and some ghosts and some, you know, that kind of thing. But really, you know, we try to stay away from the hokiness of some of the Halloween experiences, and we're really focused on like true stories and digging deep to the stories behind the stories, if you will. But yeah, it's definitely a bus tour. This year's bus tour is brand new, and we always include at least one stop where we actually get off the bus. Last year, we visited a creepy old cemetery and talked about some of the stories related to that. This year, we actually go inside of the building on 120 East Superior Street, which is now the home of Blacklist Brewing. But, of course, many people who are from Duluth probably know that there's a darker history to that building. And so we talk a little bit about the dark history. We have a dark beer, and it's a lot of fun.
If folks want to get some more information, we'll get a link set up so that it will be easy for them to find the story on the web and just click, and there will be additional information about the Dark History Bus Tour. Thank you so much for joining us this morning, Dave. It's always fun to talk with you.
Oh, thanks for having me, and have a wonderful day.
Dave Grandmason is the CEO and co-founder of the Duluth Experience.